We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From Venezuela to Cuba to the former USSR to the Chinese Communist Revolution, they all did one thing first. Erased history. In fact, one of the things they like to do in these countries is to change the date system. They date the first day of the revolution as the first day of history.
Oh, okay.
All previous history has to go. Which is exactly what the left is doing in Illinois right now. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, this is going to be hip. It is going to be hot. This could be bigger than the defund movement. We'll just do away with police and history. Wait, erase history? Yep, no history. None? Nope. Like, no history in schools. None. Dude. Leaders in education, politics, and other areas gathered to demand that the Illinois State Board of Education stop, abolish history classes.
Okay.
No. This actually, just look at the last 100 years. You can see why the left wants to abolish history. Like, if I were them, I'd go for 150.
So
175, you wipe out the Civil War. They caused
that's what I'm saying.
So, you got to do that. And then you can wipe out what happens after they abolish history.
Yeah.
Because then you can forget the 100 to 200 million people whose lives it cost in leftist regime after leftist regime after leftist regime. So it works out great. It's very convenient. So, yes, they are demanding that the Illinois Board, State Board of Education, stop teaching history. No history in the classroom when school starts until they can replace it with something better.
Oh, okay. So it's the old bait and switch thing here.
Yeah. So it's an emergency. History has to stop now. Should not be taught anymore because it leads to a racist society. So they're not actually arguing that the history is, you know, wrong. It's just they don't like it.
Oh.
They need something better.
Common core history.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Yes, common core history. They want to, quote, immediately remove the history curriculum and books that, quote, unfairly communicate history until a suitable alternative is developed that will not lead to a more racist society than we have now. In the meantime, they're asking this fall that we just don't teach any history, but we devote greater attention towards civics and ensuring students understand democratic processes. So, history's gotta go. Well, what if it's accurate?
Yeah.
Still have to go. Yeah.
This is always our reaction, Lee.
We think this is nuts. This is crazy. And then?
Yeah, then it happens.
It happens. I mean, we laughed at them when they wanted to get rid of the police. Look at them now.
Yeah.
By the way, murders and violent assaults and robberies have doubled in Minneapolis. And yet the majority still wants to defund the police. You got bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
So this is going to be hot. I mean, this is going to be what every liberal state has to have. No history.
So I guess from being a for those who are wanting to get a degree in history, it'll have to be a degree in re-education.
Yeah, they send you straight to the re-education camp for that.
Yeah.
It's great. You'll love it.
You'll have
Don't
to
knock
be taught
try.
What history you can.
You're allowed to know. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Right. So that's going to have to go. So, yeah, abolition of history.
Abolition of history, yeah.
Because it leads to racism. Oh, by the way, speaking of police and whatnot, you know how the police, The nationwide, the big police union endorsed Biden and Obama.
Right.
In 2008, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so, but now, and they didn't endorse anybody in the last race, not Trump or Biden.
Right.
Right. And then they sent both of them questionnaires and asked them to come speak. Biden didn't even respond. Do you realize that?
Well, that should tell you something.
He didn't even bother to respond.
He may have just forgotten about it, though, Tara.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, may just have slipped his mind.
So. I should be fair. That could have happened. Yeah. Absolutely. So they endorsed Trump this time. Okay. Well, Biden did find a group that would endorse him, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Communist Party USA.
Oh, well, not endorsed. A police group, but the Communist Party USA.
No, they're okay. Great. You're going to
yeah.
love them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're going to love them even more when you're not allowed to know their history. Communist Party USA leader Bob Avakian has announced his support for the guy who promised to end the era of shareholder capitalism.
Well, there you go.
Other people refer to that as the stock market.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural fit. Works great. By the way, a new podcast has emerged in which Biden is talking about a revolution that will fundamentally change our institutions. I thought I'd mention that alongside the endorsement
from
the Communist Party.
Institutions is he wanting to change? Because,
well, he doesn't say. You
because
elect
Donald
him
Trump
to find
gets
out.
Into a lot of trouble from folks who talked about him wanting to change institutions or disrespect institutions. So what institutions is Joe Biden making reference to here?
Well, the only one specifically named is the stock market.
Well, yeah.
And it's not that there won't be shares in companies. It's just that he's going to take them and give them to minorities, he says.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure how that works.
Brings new meaning to the term sharing.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be a lot more sharing, Lee. So there you go.
I got a few things I'd like to share.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay. So anyway, meanwhile, Wall Street Journal asking the question this morning, will Joe Biden duck the debates? I'm literally flat out saying Democrats are trying to hide him because he's too senile to be allowed to be, you know, seen in public in an unchaperoned fashion. And mocking the New York Times, writing, the debates have never made sense as a test for presidential leadership.
Oh,
yes, they
please.
Did till right now.
Yeah, until you didn't like the candidate you have.
Yeah. God, so Orwellian, all of it. Wall Street Journal writes, what a terrible year to make that argument. The pandemic has put the usual political rallies on hold, so fewer voters will see the candidates in the flesh. The conventions will largely be online. Press aides will shape the news coverage by picking friendly interviewers. Yeah, that's all they've done. Listen to this. Wall Street Journal writes, this is stunning, okay? Mr. Biden hasn't done any Sunday shows since COVID.
Hmm.
That's March.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa. I mean, you're literally not allowed to see or hear from the guy. But then he'd have to explain why the Communist Party endorsed him, so I guess it's best to keep him tucked away.
That might be a bit hard to explain.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, quite honestly, the way that some of this nation is heading, that might be a resume enhancer for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Listen to what Wall Street Journal writes. Also, Mr. Biden would take office at age 78, becoming the oldest president in history on day one. Mr. Trump is all but calling him senile, and Mr. Biden's verbal stumbles and memory lapses were obvious in the Democrat primaries. How about when Mr. Biden mistakenly referred to Britain's leader as Margaret Thatcher, who resigned in 1990, or when he boasted of working on the Paris climate deal with Deng Xiaoping, who died in 1997? Yeah. Oh, and then he recently got busted for plagiarism. Did you hear that?
Oh, stealing Trump's Made in America campaign?
No, not even that one. No, that was another one. No, a speech that he gave, it read into the congressional record when he was still a senator in 08, before he left to join the
Obama administration.
Yeah. Plagiarized. Major parts of it. Barely made a dent. Can you imagine if Trump had been caught plagiarizing anything?
Yeah.
But it's Biden, so.
Yeah. It's just Joe. It's just Joe, right.
There you go. Although that does distract from the stuff he just flat out, you know, makes up, including the times he was arrested, that he wasn't really arrested.
Yeah.
But again, at this point, Leah, we can't. I mean, the Wall Street Journal's right. We can't tell if that's just senility and he thinks he was arrested or if he just forgot that he wasn't arrested. Or something.
He misremembered.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, it's a professional association, obviously, of physicians across the U.S., has filed a motion for a preliminary injunction to compel the release to the public of hydroxychloroquine by the Food and Drug Administration. They say the withholding of this treatment and approval for this treatment is killing Americans. They're also demanding that the federal government, the FDA and HHS specifically, stop withholding the 100 million doses of hydroxychloroquine that were donated to these agencies from the public and let the public have them. So hopefully they're successful. They released two charts. You can't show you charts over the radio. And they're stunning. It's the case fatality rate by country, where hydroxychloroquine is allowed and encouraged and where it's banned. You should see this. I put it up on my Parler account, at Tara Servatius. If I put it up on Facebook, they'd automatically mark it false. It doesn't matter if it's true. Anything that I put up about COVID, I get misinformation on. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a CNN article. They just, bam. You should see, it's a stunning chart, though. It's case fatality rate by country. USA's case fatality rate easily twice that of countries where hydroxychloroquine is allowed and encouraged. It's really stunning. Russia, India, Turkey, Chile, South Africa, Israel, South Korea, the UAE, Costa Rica. And then they compare them to where it's banned. And I mean, USA, easily twice the case fatality rate. But you look at Netherlands, Belgium, France, I mean, it's 5-6 times the death rate where it's banned. And so they're basically saying, look, these countries are allowing this. Some of them are selling it over the counter for use for COVID. Let it go. Stop hoarding the 100 million doses. Folks, we're going to find out this is murder. This is what this is. They know it works. That's why they're withholding it. That's why the media goes wild anytime you mention it. It's why Twitter and Facebook are censoring any mention of hydroxychloroquine. They wouldn't bother if it didn't work. What do they care if it doesn't work? It's between you and your doctor. All right. Meanwhile, well, you know what? Before we get to this, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. We're going to get into this in the next segment. They finally leaked the body cam footage. Somebody did. Of George Floyd's encounter with the police. Not the part they want you to see. The one we've all seen with the knee on the neck. The beginning part that we've talked about extensively here. Before, we only had the transcript. Now we've actually got a lot of the body cam footage. We don't have it all. So we'll get into that because a lot of stunning stuff in there too. Completely compromises the George Floyd died with the knee on his neck trying to breathe narrative on so many levels. So we'll get into that in a minute. Texter writes, Tara, besides Biden's mental confusion, pay attention to his ability to speak concisely, consistently. That is a bigger sign of decline. No, if you want to pay attention to one thing, I've got the video up on my Twitter feed. You're going to have to go down a little bit and watch one of his handlers literally leading him around like a small child. It's stunning that this could be the leader of the free world. And scary. Texter writes, didn't Hillary misremember several incidents? Must be a Democrat handicap. Texter writes, Biden wouldn't have to explain the Marxist endorsement on Sunday shows. They would never ask him about that. Yeah, but Trump might hit him with it in a debate. Now, the texter writes, Biden also plagiarized a speech in 1988. It was one of the reasons he had to drop out of that presidential race. He has a problem with plagiarism, has for a long time. Texter writes, Biden may say he wants to share, but just like every other Democrat policy to help the minorities over the last 100 years, it wouldn't really be that. It would be sharing it with his friends and family. Now, the texter writes, Trump must not step down no matter what happens. Do you realize all of the radicals will demand positions in his government? They will get rid of deadhead Biden. Yeah, this and look, I'm going to do a lot on this. Coming along, this the reason we're debating this right now. The media is preparing you for what they have planned, for what the left has planned, and that is that you will not know on election day or election week or election month who won the presidency. That it'll get dragged out in litigation, thrown into the courts, thrown into the legislatures, and if they can drag it out till January 20th, Pelosi's president. It's literally the plan. They laid it out on MSNBC. And I'm going to spend more time on that too. Texter writes, Trump must not, step down no matter what happens. Do you realize all? Yeah, that one. Yeah, no, I know. He can't, but they're preparing the public to make it look like it's Trump who's trying to hold on to power while they're going to run a coup. And it's all using mail-in balloting. Folks, it's so bad. Trump was right to point this out overnight. It is so bad. Trump is demanding a redo of the congressional race in New York that was done with mail-in ballots. Because they can't figure out who won. Which is the point. Been 6 weeks. They don't know. There's still 12,000 ballots in doubt. No clue. Can you imagine if the whole country votes or parts of it, major parts of it, by mail-in ballot? Oh, the litigation easily will be tied up till January 20th. They only got to get to January 20th and boom, Pelosi's president. It's brilliant. Trump has been calling on New York to rerun the race without the mail-in balloting so they could figure out who won. A lot more on this to come. It's the final coup. You know there's at least one more coming. Texter writes, well, Tara, why the hell even vote? Because ABC News is flat out telling us they can only pull this off if the race is close. If it clearly, concisely goes Trump's way, it's going to be harder. But, I mean, and ABC News flat out told us in the article I keep reading to you, if it's close, we may never know who won. That's by design. That's what all this is for. It's what the COVID scare's for. Got to have COVID to have the mail-in balloting. Got to have the mail-in balloting to steal the election. Texter writes, a Pelosi presidency would be the end of this country and every good thing it stands for. We either fight to take it back or leave. By the way, I know this sounds like a big conspiracy theory when I say this. I know I sound nuts. Listen, here's Joy Reid at MSNBC. I can't play this clip enough. And you could find this on CNN. You can find it anywhere. This is them softening the public up and preparing us for the idea. Don't expect to know who the president is on election night or election week or election month. Because there's going to be chaos due to mail-in voting. They're already planning the chaos due to mail-in voting. They could simply say, hey, we're mail-in voting would be a disaster. We won't do it. But they're not. They're softening the public up and preparing. Take a listen. This is just one example from
MSNBC. The election of 2000 may have been chaotic and alarming, with the American public waiting more than a month to find out who the next president would be. But the Bush v. Gore disarray might be nothing compared to what we're facing this November.
See? Exactly what NBC told you. Exactly what I just read from the New York Times. We're not going to know. No. Don't expect to know election. I don't expect to know the week. Don't expect to know for months, maybe. Congress will have to probably straighten it out. We're just not going to know. But if Trump objects and won't leave office, then he is the scoundrel. Folks, they're telling you what they're going to do. We need to listen. Here's more coronavirus crazy. By the way, have you noticed these coronavirus just kooks out there? The one that people get attacked right and left for not wearing a mask, right? But have you noticed this pattern to these attacks? The loon, who's usually really hepped up on CNN, has been weaponized with ignorance and then sent out to inflict it upon her fellow man or his, depending. It's usually a woman who goes nuts. And when violence ensues on the, part of the corona crazy, You know what they do every time? They break social distancing to either punch the person without a mask or slap them or whatever. It makes me think this isn't even about the coronavirus. I think it's politics. They're obviously not afraid of it. I mean, dude, you're so terrified of a person without a mask, you're screaming at them, but then you violate their space to punch them? You can't really be afraid of COVID. And that's just about the compliance. It's going on all over the country. And it's just, it's nuts. This happened in the Walmart. You see this? Oh, it's crazy. This is Post Falls, Idaho. Some loon woman screaming at teenage boys without a mask. So what does she do? Maintain social distancing. She's obviously very terrified of COVID. No, she steps up. Kids recording her and punches him in the face. Like, dude, you can't be too afraid of the COVID if you're going to violate his space and punch him. Parents pressed charges in that one. Then there's the Manhattan one, the Manhattan Beach, with the chick. She gets mad at a guy. This is the weirdest thing. These two men have just bought burritos, right? So they sit down to eat them. Obviously, you can't eat the burrito with a mask on your face. They're outside for the love of God. And she walks up and demands they put a mask on. And they politely explain to her, well, I don't agree with that. I'm not wearing a mask. She throws her coffee on him. So then the guy gets up because he's not happy. And what does she do? She's just like grabbing onto him, holding onto his shirt, slapping at him. I'm like, dude, lady, you can't be too afraid of the COVID. He doesn't have a mask on. You won't let go of him. So I think it's a conformity thing with these creeps. I don't even think they're afraid of the COVID. Here's how that went.
Don't need to be wearing masks.
The first thing they said to us, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture. I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point, it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
Hey, stop! Get her off me! Get your girl off me! Get off me!
You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I hope that someone saw that, and I would do it 10 times over.
No, he punched me in the face. I'm bleeding out of my mouth right now.
They really wanted to force us to put a mask on. They just thought we were killing their grandma.
Nobody really believes in a mask, but everybody's scared of Ken and Karen, and I'm not.
I'm bleeding from the mouth. Get off me. I mean, she's on him. Oh, anyway, all right. More coronavirus crazy. The pandemic may mean the end, and this can't come too soon, in my opinion. The end of McDonald's ball pits. The kids want to go right into them. And I have to time you, but by the time they're home 12 hours later, they're hurling all over the place with the nausea. Those things are just, oh, they're nasty. CEOs blaming COVID. Don't know if we've got ball pits in our future. I think this is just an excuse to do away with them, but whatever. Great American tradition, another one gone. A company in Texas that supplies nuts for airlines, there's nobody's flying anymore. Flights way down from what they were. Has more than 87,000 pounds of airline nuts and no idea what to do with them. A guy in Pennsylvania shot at a cigar store clerk for telling him to wear a mask. Then he shot at the 7 cops who went to his house to arrest him. His lawyer says he's, quote, just not handling the pandemic well. Pandemic did in Lord & Taylor, along with thousands of other businesses. America's oldest department store, it's got to go. They just filed for bankruptcy. It was founded in 1826. The company that owns Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Banks has also filed for bankruptcy, since no one's buying suits right now. Heck, they're not even really buying pants right now. This is not good. About half of people who were furloughed from their jobs right now say they don't think their jobs are coming back. That wouldn't surprise me. Democrats have anything to do with that. They'll make sure they don't come back. And then this, folks, I just died reading this morning. You want to know to the extent the American people are sheep. And by the way, I wouldn't have thought they were sheep to the extent we have seen they are. That has been the most shocking thing about this. The way they just fall in line and don't even demand proof of anything. You know how Fauci and Burke said you got to wear goggles? Why? Because we say. Where's the science? We don't know, because we say. Oh, okay, cool. No, I'll do it. New survey. Are you ready for this? When people are asked, would you be willing to wear goggles? 55% said they are very or somewhat willing. Only 36% said no. Good God. At that point, get the kid, put the cone on your head and complete the look. This is a once proud warrior nation. We defeated the Nazis. We're afraid to go to the grocery store because some guy named Fauci said boo. Meanwhile, the top health official in Holland says masks don't even work. Don't bother to wear one. We're going to find that out, by the way, after the election. They'll admit that. Oh, we didn't know. We were wrong. By the way, don't think it'll stop with goggles. They have now discovered the COVID lives in your ear. It does. It lives there in your ear. Can you see what costumes can look like by the time they're done? It's going to be goggles, face masks, and earmuffs. For a cold. It's a cold, folks. This is a cold. Colds have been killing people. Series of colds killed my mother. But you can't tell people that because people didn't know colds kill. They've been killing for decades. Long time. We're going to be afraid to go out without. Do you know how ridiculous we will look in goggles and masks? Okay, never mind. Texter writes, guy needs to ditch his psycho girlfriend before she gets him killed. Or he could just get her elected to Congress. That's what everybody else does. Texter writes, full body condom. I'm serious. That's where we're going. Another texter. No, I'm not reading that. Another texter. You mean they haven't arrested the guy who beat up the boyfriend for assault and battery yet? No, the police decided to just ignore the situation. Basically, they didn't file any. They didn't arrest anybody. They didn't file any charges. Texter writes, Big Mouth gets punched in the whip. That's what will happen if they try that on me. See, this is what's driving this. Texter writes, Tara, notice that it is women that are the COVID crazies. I know. I don't know what the deal is with that. Texter writes, that's not how our election works. Nancy Pelosi doesn't just become the president. Well, see, but that's the plan. The new Congress will pick the president if the electors don't and they can't choose Pelosi. Well, this is what the left wants. Texter writes, Fauci can stick his goggles where the sun doesn't shine. Anyone who listens to him is a dang fool. Wow. Okay. Texter writes, Tara, didn't Trump sign a right to try law? So can't anyone that wants hydroxychloroquine for COVID try it? Apparently not. Here's something the media won't tell you because they don't want you to know. COVID, new reported cases, South Carolina. What do you think? They going up or down? They've been going down since July 16th. That was the peak. Yep. New cases in South Carolina. You can tell this looking at the SCDHEC website. New cases in South Carolina have been declining for over 2 weeks. This is why local media has now shifted to just telling you how many new cases there are. They're going to try to keep this thing going for a while. But yes, new cases in South Carolina been declining for over 2 weeks, down 27% from their July 16th peak. What about deaths? They've been trending down for nearly a week. Gonna probably like to see another week of that before you feel good about it. But they've been trending down too. Now, this doesn't mean there won't be another spike in the fall. Nobody, including me, knows what's coming. But I like to tell you this stuff when we do see this pattern so that when you hear the media report it, you can see what you're not being told. So, new cases down since July 16th. They've been straight down like a ski slope. And reported deaths trending down in the last 6 days. Again, we're going to want to see some more days of that. And we won't really know for sure because some of this death reporting is delayed. So we won't for sure know that this is a downward death slope for probably another week or two as we add, you know, cases that are delayed. But the trend down looks good right now. So a lot of caveats, but still. Now go out there like good little boys and girls and listen to the media. See if anybody tells you that. You can find it for yourself, by the way, on the scdhec.gov website. It's pretty easy to locate. So make sure, though, that you look at the ones, the deaths that have been adjusted by date of death. Because otherwise, it's just useless information. There's two charts. You got to use the date of death one. All right. Anyway, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, I told some people the other day, as soon as Dr. Fauci said people need goggles, next we will have to have earmuffs. Oh, they're loving this, folks. They had no idea how sheep-like the public were. Not even the left did. They're gonna run this as long as they can. They will. Texter writes, I can just picture Trump coming out with snorkel gear on, flippers and all, to do a press conference. They won't be happy till he does, till we all be clown ourselves. Texter writes, besides corrective lenses, the only COVID eye protection I'll consider is one that can protects my eyes from the lasers used by leftist mobs. No, wait till they're done with you. They've now achieved 95% mask compliance. Did you hear that? The study? 95% of people said they've worn a mask at least once in the last month. 90% said they wear them regularly. Texter writes, that guy needs to cut down on soy and dump that crazy girlfriend before she gets him killed. Oh, yeah, the one in Manhattan Beach? Yeah, I know. Texter writes, that's because women have been used like pawns in this division battle for decades, and a lot of them have overinflated egos. They feel like it is up to them to correct everything to control everybody. Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, hydroxychloroquine is a perfect example of how, socialized medicine would work, with bureaucrats determining treatment plan, not doctor patient. Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if we're wearing masks so much, why are all these cases up? I guess nationwide they've been up for a while. We're, again, declining here in South Carolina. I don't know. Texter writes, lyrics by Rush, conform or be cast out. Yeah, and beaten on your way, right? Texter writes, Trump may have put himself in a corner with this with the vaccine. If it's not on time or there's a problem with it, left liars will blame him. Another texter writes, the 90 plus mask rate is because we can't get groceries without wearing them. Yeah, I know. The masks stand in your way of the food. Okay. Let's see. I got a great caller on the line. Let's hold this over to the next segment because I'm going to re-up the gun thing. Very interesting what's going on. Black people are buying guns in large numbers, which to my way of thinking is great. Because once you own something, you buy something and some politician comes along and says you shouldn't have that, it makes you real mad. So I think it's a good thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.